Okay, time's up. So let's start with the presentations. Who'd like to go first? Who'd like to make the first presentation? We're looking for, okay. Pastor Carlos Group, game.
Sorry, I messed up my hair. We'll make it really quick. I know that everyone's, not going to listen because they're all... Time is up, by the way, so you can't talk anymore. You got to listen to me. Sorry. Okay, one sentence to make volunteers feel special. We're looking at 80% attendance from all our volunteers. Our finance person mentioned 300 to 350 budget, of course. That's important. So that will be around magic number. I have no idea. I just do creatives. Okay, our format will be a banquet. Venue will be the Victory Alabang Center, wherein we can sit down 1,200 people. But on a banquet, we'll fit in around 800 comfortably. The theme will be an awards night / Emmys night, since we want to copy more or less the Emmy feel, which is gold and white and with white flowers, etc. All right, so we go to all the A's. So anticipation, we'll do a formal invite with the theme pa rin. We will have a pre-registration wherein we will have our admin support people be ready for RSVP, etc. We'll also send out a lookbook. What's a lookbook? Just for the ladies to know what they're supposed to wear during that time, and for the men also what to wear. We want to encourage people dressing up. Yes, we are found in the mall, but we will have special access to conference rooms and changing rooms just in case they'd like to change in the center. Okay, so that's done for anticipation. Upon arrival, they'll be met up with all our ushers. We'll have a red carpet available outside. We will also have a paparazzi field / photo booth, so that'll be easier. Mood light on the registration will be very calm and easy, but when you go through the red carpet section, we'll have strobe light at around 1 second interval, so that it looks like there's a lot of flash coming off at the same time. So that'll be fun. We'll also have a satellite host outside that will do live feed, so that if you come earlier, like around 6:30, you can come in, but we'll have a live feed so that you can see what exactly is happening outside that will interest you to come out. We'll have a registration, and as you come into, we also have two entrances, so we have a main lobby and a foyer area. So if you the foyer area will be access where you want to change, etc. But on the main lobby, there's going to be a string quartet because there's an opening there. Well, there's a visual on our 55-inch TVs that is more or less that goes around our theme, which is the Emmys. Okay. Last but not the least, atmosphere. Of course, it's a banquet setup. We're hoping for a white glove service. Flowers, our centerpiece will be white, not that tall, so that people can interact. Low enough. We're looking at video peripherals also at the same time while the live feed is going on. Seat cards will be available, but if we have time and if people RSVP soon enough, we'll personalize it. But just in case, kung wala, we'll have kids' church in one section because that's how the TV shows work. They really sit together, etc. We'll also have a menu board that's going to be in front. We made sure that the flowers won't be more than height tall. It'll be just really short so that people can still converse, talk to each other. Of course, ambient music will be orchestra cinematic feel. The motif will be gold and white. Next is activity. We have a program. Our program will, we close our doors at exactly 7 because the invite says at 6. So we have a 1-hour registration that will run for 15 minutes. We'll have an intro video, and at the same time, a host and a welcome address will come in. Food 30 minutes, of course, that's very important, but the pastors and the staff and their wives will be the ones wearing the white gloves this time. Okay, after that, there's going to be a program, awards night. We'll do 3 awards first, then we'll break for a testimony, then we'll have a special number, then awards again. Last but not least, there's going to be a keynote speech by our senior pastor, and after that, he's going to give a short giveaway. Okay, last but not least, appetite. Okay, sit down. Like we said, pastors, wives, and staff will do like the white service. 3-course meal, salad and soup, main and dessert. Last but not least, amenities. We'd like to give out a Bible, if not a notebook or a bookmark or slash a paperweight. That's it. 4 minutes? All right. Thanks.
This is for the next volunteer appreciation. So we're gonna kind of have an end to it. We have the now serving this time. So the theme of our volunteer appreciation will be still now serving, just to kind of have an ending to it. So it's our objective is to recognize the value and the value of volunteers, resulting in recommitment. So it will be a party. The venue will be at our Victory Center in Pioneer. All right, assembly also. Banquet style, 3 hours. Anticipation, there will be invitation about a month ahead of time. And attire casual. Ministry heads will be, we'll let the ministry heads know. But so anticipation during that time, we'll just have them maybe tweet about something, about serving. So we kind of just redo what Gans did this past year, just to do anticipation of all the different things that's happening. Also, upon arrival, registrations. We'll have registration. The pastors and staff will be wearing the bow tie and the whole get-up with the 50s diner theme. All right? So we'll be doing the registration, doing all that stuff. So atmosphere, the stage design will be 50s diners. Volunteers will be our customers, so the pastors and staff will be the servers, all right? Music will be 50s, so jukebox type. There will be like atmosphere, there will be like, we'll plan ahead with our, either siguro with our music ministry or something like that. Will they have a burst of song and dance throughout the night? Color scheme will be red, black, and white. So activity, again, there's going to be like sing-along, videoke style, 50s music. Video highlights of the ministry for the year. There's going to be, of course, a pastor's message, just a quick exhortation. And then after that, there will be like a barbershop quartet with the pastors. So they have singers there, diba? Si Robert, Pastor Robert, si Lee can sing, so they can get it, they can do it, and then they have a dancer, si Arnold. All right. Anyway, so appetite, we'll be serving burgers, fries, and milkshake. All right. So. And then giveaway will be a takeout box with a picture in it. Now serving or serve. Nakalagay doon serve. So that will be the end. Net takeout box, kind of bag.
Reverse engineering. This is reverse engineering of the lessons we have applied. So again, it's volunteer appreciation, and the objective is to communicate to the volunteers that they are valued and they are appreciated, to continually sell the vision of volunteerism and to encourage them to commit again. So the format that we're looking at is it's a little not so formal, but also it's like a game show, or it's a fun time activity for them. So since we usually do it on Christmas, so we want it na it's not so Christmas and yet it's still colorful or festive. So the venue we are looking at is the assembly hall of each center, or here in this idea is Pioneer. How do we create the experience? First, in the anticipation itself, we make the invitation personalized by putting the volunteer's name in the invitation itself. First, because we tell them we know you, so we know who have been active throughout the year. And also the kind of invitation we give is, since we want it to be like every ministry is color-coded, when they come, they wear the color of their ministry, the invitation they receive already is the color that they will wear. So they expect that it's a colorful time, and it's basically it's already classified to each ministry that when they arrive. So also on their arrival, we want it that, since we want it to be a fun and also a relaxed atmosphere, we want the registration process to bring them in the soonest. So it's just getting the stub and go in. And since they are already wearing the color, the table, when they arrive, the table setting are color-coded to each ministry, so they know already without any guidance where they will go, because the linen, the table, the setup is already the same color as what they are wearing. I forget, in the format, since we want them, sila yung bida, sila, we want them to, and also we want to put value in what they're doing. We want every ministry to present, but to make them relax, instead of getting them on costumes and present on the day itself, we can ask them to make a video of their ministry, and then no edits and all, it's just a raw one that they can present, which on the activity I will tell where it will be presented. So that's the arrival. And the atmosphere, basically it's light and festive, not much ushers guiding them, but basically it's just giving them ample time to go around, take pictures, crossover, no table assignments and all. The activities, basically we can have dinner. At the start, we already want to feed them. And then during the dinner, we can have a stand-up comedian or a ventriloquist to entertain them. So even if it's a long time, it's a long dinner, it's also a long time to be entertained. Also, we have the, and then the videos will be shown in betweens. So it will not eat up so much time, and yet it will not drag to keep on watching, just watching videos. And we get them to vote, so that they will be the one rating themselves too. Yeah, so it's we get to vote. Each ministry will vote on the video, something like that. And the games, we have to make it more fun, and at the same time, that it's a kind of game that everybody wins. We don't want na parang they go home, parang we didn't win anything. But when you win, you really win a good prize. We want to prepare good prizes. But when you lose, it's not a big lose. It's just fun. So that nobody doesn't have a, of course, the competitive side of us always wants us to go home winners. So that's the kind of atmosphere. Those are the activities. And of course, what we don't want to miss is the, not just the vision casting message of the pastor, but the thank you message of the pastor towards the end, and the prayer for each and every volunteer. And then the message of we hope you could work with us again for the next year and all. The appetite, we want to work with reliable caterers, so we can again review the kind of caterer. If it's still cost effective, we can still use the same caterer, just go through use different menu. If we have a reliable caterer, which at this we are looking at 600 to 800 guests. So and also it's a buffet, because it's really an appreciation time. So we want them to really just have a feel. And the last amenities, at the end they will have a token. They bring home something, not just the good time, good food, but something that they can use the whole year that will remind them of our appreciation.
Also in kaibigan talaga kami, balas kami ng concept. We're doing for the volunteer appreciation, the follow through of now serving, and we called it Happy Together. Di hala tama saan galing idea. We wanted the feel to be festive and fun, so the venue would still definitely be at the assembly hall. So The invitations that we're thinking of, we want to do a pop art type of invitation, something different for them that can function as a keepsake. But also release countdown teaser videos a month before the event. Like every week, we're releasing a teaser video of the event that has the theme of the diner concept on it. And then we'll have Facebook and web promo ongoing so that the reminder is constant among our volunteers. Upon they arrive, they will be greeted by our staff and ministry heads, who will be the greeters. They will be dressed, and they will be shouting the SMs, "Happy to serve!" Just to excite everyone. And then we'll have parking stub signages that also looks like it goes with the 50s theme, so it lights up. And then we decided not to do our registration so that they can use the free time to mingle, because the event is confirmation basis. It's by invitation. And then the diner field, the giant jukebox, and we really wanted to have a real jukebox that actually plays. So while people are waiting, they can put all their 1 peso there. And then we wanted to make a Cadillac photo area so they can feel like they're taking pictures with the Cadillac. And then we will play 50s music as ambient. And then, of course, the touch and the taste. It's basically the burgers, the fries, and the milkshakes, which will be served in like a takeout paper. Malayas, nag-usap kami. Hindi po. And then for the program, we wanted to do a recap video of the year, some surprise numbers and special numbers from the different ministries. And we'll look for a 50s look-alike or dress-alike character for the night. And then we wanted to end either with a video clip part or a swing out dance party where they can dance the whole night after.
Good. Thank you. That's
true. Howdy. You told us to create a locations upcoming event, so we chose Victor Pioneer. And we thought, well, you know, Pioneer is a bunch of pioneers, so we're proposing a volunteer appreciation night celebrating the pioneers of Pioneer. It's a Wild Wild West theme. So what we're thinking of starting off with a whole bunch of anticipation, what we want to do is we want to create some sheriff stars and give those out as invitations where each volunteer gets a star with his or her name on it, and they're supposed to be invited to come there. We give those at the worship services, we give them at volunteer meetings, and we also give them wherever it may be possible and to prepare them to be able to come over to the Victory Pioneer Center, which on the day itself will be designed to look like a saloon. The doors will actually have those wooden doors that open up like that. And the way we'll make it with styrofoam to make sure even the old people don't get hurt when it bounces back in their faces. So that's the experience we want to be able to do. Ushers will welcome the people when they come on in, and then they'll be dressed up like cowboys and cowgirls, and they'll be welcoming them with a special star pack. And that star pack contains already their amenities, their thank yous, which is a cowboy-shaped post-it pad and a cowboy-shaped something else. A cowboy-shaped desk magnet, because that's all we could come up with, just 5 minutes of work. And then after that, they come on in. Okay, here's what we're planning. The atmosphere, it's a whole saloon. We set it up so that it all looks like a nice 1850 saloon. And some of the things they have on the sides, we want to have a mechanical bull, which they can ride. We want to have like some booths on the sides where they can shoot bottles and bob for apples and pin tails on donkeys, which I don't think belongs in a Western theme, but some people insisted. I tell you. And then after that, oh, the food. We're going to serve some down-home barbecued ribs, pork and beans. Instead of having just water dispensers, we'll make them look like cactus. So the water comes out of the cactus. And then instead of serving beer, because they can't have beer, we'll give them root beer. And we'll dress it up in a nice big barrel, so it comes right out of the barrels. It looks like beer, but not really. For those who are still struggling with their alcohol addictions, who haven't missed Victory Weekend. And then for the activities, we're proposing a staff presentation so that the Pastor Robert, can look like a cowboy. He kind of already does. And then AVPs per ministry. I don't know how that fits the Western theme, but they were saying AVPs, so all right. because they had videos in the olden days. And then after that, before they go, another 1840s so Western style with a photo booth, because those cameras, the old taps, you know, with a whatever you call them, but it's not really like that. But that's the basic idea. And we're going to call it Yeehaw. Oh, I'm sorry, the chips. We want to know if they like the event, right? So afterwards, so part of the star pack, they get a smiling star and a sad star. And on their way out, they have to drop in the sad star or the smiling star so we know if they like the pioneer theme. We're going to charge you some royalties for this idea. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It was fun.
All right. Diba, galing. Fantastic how you work. You were given, what, 10, 15 minutes to put ideas together? Sa tunay na buhay, ganyan kayo kabilis magtrabaho, ha? Baka naman ngayon lang yan. Di ba? Okay. Di ba? Talagang if you really focus on what you're supposed to do, you can cover a lot of work. You can do a lot of work in so short a time. Okay, samantalang in the real world, unang-una magko-call kayo ng meeting, tapos isa-isa darating. Ang unang itatanong, anong merienda natin? Di ba? Guilty? Ganon?
No, but I think, Ms. Jem, the power of the form, eh. The letters that I think most of us kind of do it somewhere, somehow. These six A's just made it so easy to just bam, right. Bam, bam. And, even us here, it's just like, okay, this is just keep going. And then by then we were done. We're like, there's so many more ideas you could just keep going at. So I just want to commend you and just the form. It's just very helpful.
Well, and then, this is not an original. I could not include it in my book. Because it's by some other author. No? It's by Julia Silvers, I think. I think it's acknowledged there somehow. But yeah, I do like the way it was formatted, diba? Makes planning really, really easy. Okay, so do use that, diba? Para mas mabilis tayo nakakapag-decide. Before we go to a break. Okay, so we're done with the vision and the concept. Now we have to go back to reality and take a look at the budget. Diba? Matapos tayong mangarap. Diba? Okay, can we afford a cowboy-shaped post-it and the magnet? Okay, so, depending again on what your financial objective is. Okay, anyway, basic concept is revenue minus expenses is equal to profit. Okay, if it's okay, when expenses is greater than revenue, then fine. Okay, but then come up with a budget planner. Okay, know what your sources of revenues are, and then what costs and expenses will you incur. Okay, for event revenue, first of all, compute for, let's say if it's going to be a ticketed event, what would be the variable cost? Variable cost would mean, okay, those costs that would be incurred per guest. Okay, easier understood that way. So each attendee you'll have to spend for their meals, probably their materials, probably if there's a selling cost like the cost of printing a ticket or the cost of a giveaway. So all of those would be part of your variable costs. Then you'll also have fixed costs, which would mean the venue rental, event production, admin fees, plus if you desire a profit. Okay, so you have total fixed cost divided by the number of guests. You now have fixed cost per guest. So you simply add variable cost per guest plus fixed cost per guest. That would be your minimum ticket price. Well, again, depending on the value for money that comes out here, you can adjust your ticket price higher or lower. Okay, again, depending on the kind of value that you would be extending to the attendees. Okay, now, so ticket sales is just one of your potential source of revenue. Or another way would be registration fees. Okay, aside from that, you can get donations. Okay, probably if you have members of the congregation who can make a donation for your event, or you can accept gifts in kind. Let's say if one of the members owns an audiovisual company and they can lend the equipment for free, then that's okay. Okay, well, you don't really go into sponsorship and advertising, so donations na lang tayo. You might want to open booth rentals. Okay, like for, let's say, companies who would like to sell books or something that would be relevant to your event. Okay, if you do not want to serve food, you can go for food concessionaires. So just let the attendees buy their own food, but then you can collect rental from the concessions. Okay, grants would mean budgets that come from the church itself. Okay, and if you're selling merchandise, like if you're selling souvenir shirts, that can also be a source of revenue. Okay, then of course, supplier discounts. Whatever savings you get, again, that's additional revenue for your event. Okay, and then event costs, I have listed this in your workbook. This is just a list, no? Prioritize. What are the must-haves and what are the nice-to-have? Okay? Siyempre, pag konti yung budget, dun lang tayo sa must-have. Okay? You can forgo on some of the other things. Or if you can use in-house talent. Diba? Or whatever in-house resources you can have. Okay? Like, for example, printing. Pwede bang office overhead yan? Or pwede bang hindi na printed, electronic na lang lahat? Diba? Basta, piliin lang natin ano yung dapat gastusan. Okay? And then, pre-event expenses. Like, you will need money for you to do your ocular inspections. Okay? Selection of venues, meetings, yan. So, also think of where you will get the funds for your pre-event expenses. Okay, so plan your budget. Do not leave it at the end. Sa simula pa lang, planuhin na natin yung ating budget. Okay, para, well, we can make wiser decisions as to how we can put this resource to good use. Okay, so you now have your event brief. Okay, so it's a summary of details about your event. Okay, so you think of an event title. Okay, again, this is not the first thing that you think of. Put your concept together first before you come up with the title. And then decide on the venue, the date, the day, and the time. Make sure you are absolutely positively correct here. Okay, especially day and date and time. Iba ang AM sa PM. Iba ang Thursday, March 8, sa Friday, March 8. Diba? Okay, then what are your event objectives? The a description of your audience or participants and the expected number. And then put in, kahit bullet points lang, what you would do with your 6As and then your event budget. Okay, so this would now be your guide. Okay? If you have to secure approval for your plan, present this one. Diba? Try to make your presentation simple, direct to the point. No, kasi minsan, the more information you give out, diba, mas maraming ko-questionin eh. No, it opens you up to more questions. And if you show that, if you show your boss that you are not prepared, all the more he will challenge your presentation. Okay, so come in prepared. It would help if you have pictures because, well, people are able to visualize what is it that you'd like to happen. Okay, then the one approving the plan already gets to buy the idea. Diba? Mas madali na magpa-approve pagka ganun. Okay, so we'll take a break. Quick lang, 15, 10. 10 minutes lang, okay? Then we come back with contingency and preventive plans.